Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
ESPN 97.5.
I listen to this all the time.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
That's what I'm saying.
A Gau Media Station.
Manchester City is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, let's get after it tonight. Welcome into Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. We roll in fresh off the Blitz. Fred and AJ, we got a lot to talk about tonight. Champions League, Premier League, the Manchester Derby. Plus tonight, I've set up for you, the fan, okay? 1 hour tonight. With the good graces of President Chris Kennedy of the Dynamo and GM Matt Jordan, they are coming in tonight, and they are going to take your calls at 713-780-3776 live, all things Dynamo. So fans, listeners of the show, those of you who are so bold on the internet, this is your opportunity to talk one-on-one with Chris Kennedy, with Matt Jordan, and ask him the questions that you want answered. I think it's a great opportunity for all involved, and that'll happen in and around 7:40, 7:45. We got the guys from Liberty Kitchen coming in here tonight as well. They're going to bring, I believe, some food coming in, so we're looking forward to having Liberty Kitchen in here tonight. We're streaming at ESPN975.com. A couple of places to follow the program. Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock, Facebook, Soccer Matters. All right, I got my Instagram thing back and going. Some people were like, where is it? I changed phones, and I couldn't figure out how to get back all my, you know, Tyler, you know how it works with me. I couldn't get all my Instagram people back. Now I am. I'm putting some cool behind-the-scenes photos over there. So Instagram is Glenn Davis Sock, just like Twitter. Okay? I know this is a lot, but this is how we promote the show. So please hit us up on these spots. Give us your opinion and thoughts on your beautiful game, our beautiful game that we love to talk about and be a part of so much. GlennDavisSoccer.com is the website. That is being freshened up right now as well. So there's a whole lot going on in and around all our social media sources. All right. Manchester United 1, Manchester City 2. Let's get your thoughts on that match tonight here and also what we learned. Here's Pep Guardiola on the 2-1 victory.
Yeah, good. Because we won, so that football is like this. When we win, you're happy. When you don't win, you are unhappy. So we make a good performance the first half. The second one, they push a lot. They create a lot of problems, but we were stable.
By the way, that first half for a team fourth game into the season by Manchester City without Kun Aguero, it was an absolute slaughter. Manchester United couldn't touch a ball. And it was amazing that they got out of the half scoring a goal on a mistake from Claudio Bravo. So we'll get your thoughts on that here tonight. Now, last night, FC Dallas winning their first trophy in 19 years. They defeat 4-2 the New England Revolution in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Absolutely wonderful performance from Mauro Diaz, the conductor, the distributor, the orchestrator of everything FC Dallas. This guy was absolutely fantastic last night. It was a sellout. And here's the recipient of all the good balls that were played in the passing range of Mauro Diaz was Maxi Arruti, who scored twice.
The cross from deep, Arruti! It's on! It is a beauty from Arruti! And Dallas
guarantee throughout his entire career, the one positive is he's relentless. He doesn't stop. 90 minutes, always moving. You can criticize maybe the final touch, the final play, but this first touch beats Watson to that ball. The concentration to wait for it, put the ball in the back of the net, and get FC Dallas right back into this one.
Here's the good luck charm at times for Portland last year, wasn't it? He says slipped in his man here, and a real chance to finish it is taken!
You were saying what again? I'm not a goal scorer, I'm not a finisher. How's this? No doubt about it, he has the pace and the mobility to make any defender's life an absolute nightmare.
Well, here's the thing. Mauro Diaz and Urrutia were really on the same page last night. New England tactically struggled, especially after losing two players, Gershon Kofi and Javon Watson. And by the way, if you haven't seen the goals in this game, go take a look at them, because the opening goal came from New England and Juan Agudelo, and it is a thing of beauty. But in the end, it's FC Dallas winning a trophy, first time in 19 years. By the way, 19 years ago, I was starting my broadcast career and was on the call with a guy named Kevin Wall in Indianapolis when FC Dallas won their first ever trophy, which was then the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup over D.C. United. They may be a better team now without Fabian Castillo. Over the weekend in the college game, a guy who's ran a program for 23 years, G. Guerrieri, at Texas A&M, winning his 400th game for that program. He's run it for 23 years. Amazing facility, and they get a 3-0 win over LSU. 400th win for Guerrieri and the program.
Well, we went into that game really only thinking about beating LSU and getting ourselves one step closer to trying to win another conference championship. But after the game, and after, you know, it was kind of made aware that we won the 400th, you know, it just made me remember how many great young women have been a part of all those W's, and have helped us win 16 conference championships and be in 21 NCAA tournaments in a row and be such good representatives, not just of Texas A&M, but of the sport. So it's been a great run. We got a lot of time ahead of us still, but really, really thankful for the 23 and a half years I've had here at A&M and many, many more ahead.
So that was G. Guerrieri, 400th win, and pretty awesome. Hey, don't forget, so let's get talking here. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. We're streaming at ESPN975.com. Let's get rolling here on the phones here tonight. We can talk Manchester United, Manchester City, Pep getting one over on Jose, scintillating football, especially in the first 45 minutes. There's some branching out that's going to occur with that team. I would keep an eye on Zlatan Ibrahimovic stylistically, purpose of play with Mourinho. I would keep an eye on the future of Wayne Rooney and how Pogba is going to be utilized. Paul Pogba is this huge signing, huge money spent, essentially was deployed as a holding midfielder. It doesn't make sense. And that's not the role he played at Juventus and some of his prior clubs. So a lot to talk about with Manchester United and Manchester City. So let's start it off tonight with Bilal. Bilal, what's on your mind tonight here? Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5.
Hey, Glenn, Soccer Matters.
What's up, Bilal?
I just wanted to touch on the derby over the weekend as well as Leicester City. But the first 45 minutes, like you said, it was complete Manchester City all the way. They controlled the possession, tempo. I will say that towards the end, I believe Marcus Rashford did make a case to be in the starting 11. I think he may be young, but he's fearless. And what he did when he came on it threatened them a little bit.
Well, I think this is going to be one of the sticking points as well as things progress. I think this is going to be an unbelievable soap opera this year at Manchester United, because Martial and Rashford, as you mentioned, are incredibly mobile. Ibrahimovic is not. And I know Ibrahimovic has got a lot of goals so far, but I think in the bigger games against teams like Manchester City, there's going to be some problems with the way Mourinho sets his team up, and he's going to have to get it figured out. And as we all know, he's a coach that likes to build off the platform of defending deep and breaking out, which is not conducive, I think, to getting the best out of Zlatan Ibrahimovic. So it's going to be fascinating to see where the future of Rashford and Martial will be as far as the amount of playing time they get. I don't think they're going to be denied. And I also think in the case of Manchester United, it's going to happen with Wayne Rooney down the road, you know, looking into the crystal ball.
I don't know. I'm a huge Wayne Rooney fan. I have his jersey. I think it's time at Manchester United is nearing an end. He may be great and serviceable player coming off the bench, but in the starting 11, I just don't see it anymore. But the other thing, I forget his name, but the goalkeeper for Manchester City. I know last week you mentioned that Pep Guardiola wanted a goalkeeper that's good with his feet, and I think he did a little too much of that.
Claudio, you're talking about Claudio Bravo, which will lead us into a soundbite we have. I want you to listen to this, Bilal, because Pep Guardiola defended Claudio Bravo. So this is soundbite number two with Pep Guardiola, and he's going to talk about here defending his goalkeeper, who, you know, a lot of people thought off his line he was shaky, and he has to get used to this in the Premier League. Obviously, Pep likes a goalkeeper who's very comfortable with his feet. Bravo looked shaky off his line. The one mistake led to a goal, and here's Pep, very, very defensive here with the reporter on his goalkeeper, Claudio Bravo.
It's not a mistake.
He fumbled the ball.
Yeah, because it was with John Stone. Sometimes this happens. When he's alone, the ball is for him. It was for him. So, but the important is after that, he was continue playing and playing with the ball, a build-up, and going the long balls to attack the long balls. So that's why he showed us the personality, the character. Sometimes the player will make a mistake going down. In his case, it was completely different.
So there's Guardiola, and what else would he? You know, he's got to have to defend his goalkeeper at this stage, and I think Claudio Bravo is going to have to get used to some of the differences in the Premier League. The game's in the air a little bit more. There's a lot more delivery from wide areas and navigating crowded penalty areas to pick off crosses and command your penalty areas. So I think it's going to be very different, but I think it's going to be very, very interesting as well. Now, when you're a team like Manchester City and you have the ball all the time, you can hide some deficiencies.
No, I don't think you can. I think they need to embrace those and learn from those. And then the one thing that stuck out at that game was the studs out, not out against Wayne Rooney when he went into the box, and it could have been a penalty right there. I think that's something that they'll need to address later in the future.
Should have been a penalty, actually. As dominant as City was in the first half, they have to lament the fact that they didn't score three goals, okay, and really put the game away. But look, Pep gets one over on Jose. It's only the first of many exciting encounters. Both are involved in European play. City today got a win, and United will be playing tomorrow in the Europa League. So
they will, yeah.
Yeah, and Wayne Rooney's not even going. Bilal, thank you for the phone call.
Thank you. Just one more thing. Just Leicester City's performance today, I think, was incredible. I think it's good that Riyad Mahrez got to score those two goals and sort of build back his confidence.
Oof, ridiculous free kick, too. You got to love it.
It was epic.
Epic. That's a great word, epic. All right, 713-780-3776. Thanks to Bilal. Cristiano Ronaldo had an epic free kick as well. They were down to Sporting Lisbon, his old team. They won 2-1. But he scored late in that one. But CR7 living up to it today. Leicester, Manchester City, we mentioned, both got wins today. Juventus and Sevilla tied 0-0 in the Champions League. And tough one for Spurs. Spurs took a couple body blows today. Went down to Monaco 2-1 at home. Monaco has been in good form in the French League. That's a tough one for Spurs. And as Bilal said, Mahrez got two for Leicester. So Mauricio Pochettino saying lack of passion for Spurs. Champions League, how do you have a lack of passion? But I guess it happens, right? 713-780-3776. We'll take more calls on the Manchester Derby. Anybody want to talk about FC Dallas and what they're doing? Won the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, sold out crowd up there. It meant more to them because of the fact that Lamar Hunt was one of their owners and original owners in Major League Soccer. Dynamo get a 3-3 draw. Raul Rodriguez, late header, dramatically tying it up at Sporting Kansas City. It's tough to get excited, though, in the context of the whole year. I mean, if I took that as a standalone game, it was an interesting game. I would say both teams' managers would not like the way their teams defended in that. It was almost shocking at times, especially Sporting Kansas City. Let's go to the phone lines again. And Matt, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Matt. How are you?
Pretty good. I think you're right. I didn't like the way that Mourinho set up the team. I know that he traditionally likes to set up deep and then play out from the back. But if you set up with Fellaini and Rooney in your midfield sort of triangle three, all retention is going to be a problem, and it was all game. Those two guys, they don't like to play with the ball at their feet, and that's not really their strength. And I think that really costs us when you have guys like Silva and De Bruyne and those kind of guys just sort of buzzing around the midfield. That it doesn't matter where Zlatan plays or where Mkhitaryan or any of those other guys really play because we can't hold on to the ball.
Let me just correct you. You couldn't get the ball in the first 40 minutes. It was unbelievable. Every guy in City had about 5 yards of space. They couldn't get close to the ball. It was a passing exhibition.
But when we did get the ball, you have guys like Lingard pushing off their feet, Mkhitaryan going right into the, you know, right into their defense. And I think that, you know, that game just, it begged out for Carrick. It begged out for maybe Mkhitaryan in the middle where Rooney was. You know, guys that can play with the ball at their feet. And so in the rare occasion that we get it, we're not turning it directly back over to them.
I thought
that was really disappointing.
That's a fair point. And it's a tough thing when you're doing all that defending, especially in that first half.
Right.
You're doing all that defending, and then you're asked, once you get the ball, then to keep it because of the effort and the amount of chasing and the amount of shadows you've chased. Appreciate that call, Matt. It's going to be very interesting to see where Manchester United moves in the future. I think there's a lot of interesting things. I don't know why you're spending that kind of money on Paul Pogba to play him as a holding midfielder. So we thank Matt for that. Quick break here, and we're going to bring the guys in from Liberty Kitchen. A couple of things to quickly mention here. Bud Light. I speak on behalf of Bud Light, my favorite political party. It's the Bud Light Party. People say the country's divided. We disagree on everything. It's not true. We agree on a lot, like Liberty Kitchen, like puppy videos. Everybody loves puppy videos, three-day weekends, free parking, Messi, and Cristiano. You know what else everybody loves? Beer. Nothing brings America together like Bud Light. Raise one right now. Join me every Wednesday and the Bud Light Party for the best in soccer talk, self-proclaimed. Daspit Law Firm. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach at DaspitLaw.com. 713-322-4878. Could be car, boat, motorcycle, you name it. You work in a refinery, you drive an 18-wheeler, the Daspit Law Firm will assure you they'll treat your case as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com. They'll work for you 24-7, nights and weekends. DaspitLaw.com. John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. 713-322-4878. Take a break. 7-Up break.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, we're rolling on here. This is unbelievable. This is what I call a good soccer show tonight. I got hot sauce from Liberty Kitchen in front of me, Freedom Stings, and I'm eating, and we're going to describe this in a minute because everybody knows I'm a big food guy, and Liberty Kitchen's back on board with us. We're loving it. And we've got one of their chefs in here, Eric Laird, and Lance Fegan, one of the owners, also very accomplished in the world of food. And for foodies like me, this is like, if maybe Lionel Messi walked in the room when it comes to food. I love this.
Whoa, that's heavy.
Yeah, that's good. Now, before I bring you guys on, I just want to remind you, Liberty Kitchen's got a ton of locations, all kinds of great food. By the way, they put a spread out here that I'm hoping Dynamo Chris Canetti and Matt Jordan are going to get a crack at this before everybody eats it all. But modern American comfort food, classics taken up several notches. But there's some secrets going on. There's some special stuff that only a few can get. And I've got a cup of it in front of me right now. We're going to talk about it. But they've got gumbo. Always love the raw bar over there. Got Heights location, River Oaks, Rice Village, Garden Oaks, and then Treehouse Memorial City is going to open soon. Liberty Kitchen, lunch, supper, and brunch. All right, Lance. I want you to describe, because I saw this, and I remember you telling me about this. And when I saw this and I saw octopus in this sort of broth and soup, I grabbed that for myself. Sorry, guys, I had to do it. Explain what this is that I'm eating, because this is amazing.
It's a Colombian stew. Basically, they'll find typically in the mountainous areas. I learned about this dish up near Armenia. Area, and it's a little different because we put octopus, which you wouldn't necessarily find it in the mountain regions, but the style of the soup is a broth with potato and vegetable, pumpkin or plantain, and then we used a chorizo, a local chorizo, and also a pork belly and also a pork shoulder from a ranch called Tender Belly, and then, of course, octopus that we're growing over hardwood charcoal, and we just simmer that all up, and it just becomes this one thing, and
you get hit with all these different flavors. Yeah. You know, I feel like I'm like the guy Zimmerman on Bizarre Foods, but there's all these flavors in this, and I'm literally eating this, I mean, on the air.
I mean, that's one of the things about our food. I think that not everything on our menu is that way, but a lot of our stuff is reflective of our memories. And I think when we eat, everybody eats. There's something reflective about food, and that brings me back to a beautiful place where I had that. And I remember eating it and watching the guy cook it over open coals, and I was sitting right next to the grill. And everybody ate outside, and there was no yelling or screaming. It was just people eating. And so every time I take a bite of that, I think back to Armenia.
So wait, how can I get – is this on the menu? Or
it's on the Treehouse menu.
Well, you better open that damn place up soon. Will you get that Treehouse open?
We have some permit issues over there.
Yeah. last one for you before I go to Eric. When you're in Colombia, do you ever – I mean, you feel the soccer culture in these countries,
absolutely,
don't you?
Absolutely. And I think – when I looked at the menu today and I said, you know, we represent Mexico and Peru and Ecuador and Colombia and France and Italy and all these strong soccer countries, I started going, wow, we actually have a lot of our dishes are very representative of what's good about their country, you know, from a cuisine standpoint.
As our city is too.
Yeah. And a lot of those places I've traveled to go surfing. So I get to experience the inside stuff. I don't stay at the 5-star hotels. You know,
so you're down there doing some surfing, but you're doing a lot of fact finding when it comes to culinary.
Absolutely, that's how I write that off.
Yeah. All right. So Eric, a Scotsman like you, I mean, you know, you could be in Glasgow doing fish and chips right now. Talk to me about being a chef at Liberty Kitchen and what it means.
Yeah, I've been with Liberty Kitchen 3 years now. They rescued me from some other jobs here in town. I just really like their point of view on food, where you get to take your experiences of your life and include them in their food. And Lance has been very good about letting us express ourselves. I'm a military brat. I grew up in all over, lived quite a while in my young life in Germany. So I still have a lot of memories of the food that I got there that we've been able to incorporate and take some of the flavors that I was familiar with as a kid and incorporate them on any of the dishes that we want to pull off. And some of them make them on the menus. Some of them, you know, are just frequent specials that we run. And those are always – it's good. It's a good company to work for. It. I've definitely enjoyed it the most out of all.
But, I mean, as a chef, you want to be able to stretch yourself. It's no different than a soccer player. Nah. You want to be able to stretch your game, and you can only do that if somebody, in some cases, is going to allow you to.
Yeah. Liberty Kitchen's a big enough company where they could really have control over us to focus us only on what they have planned for us. But instead, they've kind of stepped back and let us do specials, take some of the stores. When I was at the Heights, I kind of ran off with that one into this weird realm of very comfort food and kind of took a bastardization of a lot of things and threw them all together and came up with some pretty interesting dishes that, like a mac and cheese omelet. I mean, where does that – I don't even know where it came from. We were just goofing off on a Sunday morning when we were getting our head slammed against a wall. And that's what we came up with and started giving it out to people and it made it on a menu.
That's awesome.
I don't know where that comes from.
It's just like cutting a great song in music, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You get on that menu, baby.
That's right. Follow where you're going.
By the way, I think I ate over there once after I had a very amicable divorce. But I think I ate over there when I moved back in town. I think I might have eaten there. This is embarrassing. I think maybe 6 nights in a row.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then I was like, these people are going to think I'm a little weird, so I better disappear for a while.
There's a lot of people out there four nights a week, I see.
Yeah, I've met some really interesting characters. There's one interesting guy that came into the Heights I talked to probably once, twice a week for about a year and a half. And just clowned around with them, talked about stuff. And then a year and a half goes by, and turns out the whole time I've been talking to a real live U.S. hero, Matt McCabe, the U.S. Navy SEAL.
Unbelievable.
That captured the Butcher of Fallujah. Was hanging out at the Heights bar eating Rodeo Rubens two or three times a week. Unbelievable. And I knew the guy for a year and a half, had no idea. And then we just started talking about something and came up. This is the real life dude. He's got the book, it's his picture. It's really effing him.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Eric Laird joining us. Am I pronouncing your last name right?
Yep, Laird.
Chef, and Lance Feagan, obviously one of the owners, and my friend Carl Eves, also
right on,
one of your partners. So he's got a great soccer connection too. But I love how food, and I know we talked about this the last time we were, I love how food, and just like you said, Eric, that it brings people together. And it's the same thing with soccer. You go to a foreign country, if you respect soccer and you respect the culture and the people, the door is open.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. So tell me a little bit about the Garden Oaks location, because that's one of your newer ones.
Yep.
How's everything rolling over there? Because I've been to the Heights when I've been to the San Felipe. You know, obviously the Heights has got a little bit more of that Austin feel, because the Heights has got that feel. And then the one near the Galleria is a little bit different, maybe. I don't know what you would call it, but it's a little tonier.
It's a little tonier. Nice one. The Garden Oaks is definitely stuck in the neighborhood, and we're not afraid to go into a neighborhood and just put something in the middle. Definitely a more quiet part of town. But it's great because I think socially what that part of town has lacked is something with a lot of niceness to it, chandelier and white tile and those things. And I think people feel comfortable there. And actually, it's one of our largest food to drinking ratios in the company. Actually, it is the largest food to drinking ratio.
Really?
There's more drinking going on at the Garden Oaks in a percentage-wise than anywhere else. And I think that's because people can walk.
Yeah.
They're not having to go very far to go anywhere. You don't have to get on a highway or anything like that. So
that's a very historic area, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's a nice place to be.
And Carl did a really nice job with that one, because it's very feminine. And I know they don't like me to use that word, but I feel very light and airy in there. And then he just took that to Treehouse and imploded that into more feminism, but he brought this like manly thing in. Yeah. And then we have this like 17-foot wood grill that's about 800 degrees.
Yeah, it's like it's got to rage at almost 1,000 sometimes. Yeah. It's hot.
And so, you know, I think the Garden Oaks was the stepping stone for Carl to really put something forward with the Treehouse. I'm so proud of Carl. He did such an amazing job.
Does great work.
It's going to be the best looking restaurant in the city by far.
It's got the coolest name by far too.
Right.
So you got Heights, River Oaks, Rice Village, Garden Oaks. This is Liberty Kitchen, libertykitchen.com, right?
Liberty Kitchen, Oyster Bar. We got Liberty Kitchen Treehouse.
You'll see me on social media tweeting it out and tagging all these. But
they're all linked together once you hit the Liberty Kitchen.
I suggest you get there. Now, remind me how you pronounce this again.
Cazuela.
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 Cazuela. And that means?
I think it just means stew or delicious.
Good stew. That's what it means.
Damn. Delicioso, I think is what I said in Armenia that day.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, and for those of you listening in, I am eating this right now. This is the most tender octopus.
It's dripping all over his chin. It's kind of.
I got no shame. That's why we're on radio. Nobody can see anything. So this is awesome that you came in. What else did you put in the spread out there from Liberty Kitchen? You got oyster. I hit a couple fried oysters.
Our new kind of a style of guacamole, but more rustic, more whole, smashed avocado salad. We put our shrimp in carnitas, which is fried shrimp, carnitas, tortillas, the whole fixings. A mac and cheese that has bacon and fried oysters.
Yeah, one of the guys out there saw the mac and cheese.
Pork belly.
You did?
Delicious.
Yeah. Tyler, you got the pork belly?
Found it hiding underneath the
tortillas. You got to save a little bit out there now. You better be monitoring that stuff. That's like gold, man.
And then the sausages, the morcilla sausage. Oh, I saw those. Yeah, those are phenomenal.
That blood sausage is good. That's another one I brought from Colombia.
You're right.
With the ají pique.
Everybody in South America does a blood sausage, right?
Theirs is actually the one I like the best because it's more like a rice. Where Argentinian is not so much that way, and the Colombian ones has almost like a boudin, a bit to it.
Yeah. So those are from Tender Belly, also.
This cazuela is amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. Is there another cup out there?
There is.
Tascot, I may have to I think Tascott80 at Gmail, Tyler Scott, my producer.
Whoa. I don't want you to give out
sorry.
My
sorry about that. Why not?
Soccer, I don't know.
Soccer questions.
Yeah, I guess so. It's not bad. They can just tweet it's you not a bad at thing. Glenn Davis Sock.
Okay. Yeah. Glenn Davis Sock. Twitter's Glenn Davis Sock. Facebook Soccer Matters. GlennDavisSoccer.com. We're going to get the Liberty Kitchen logo up over there. It's been awesome having you guys. What? Anything else we missed out there?
Jeez. It's an extensive
That was a big spread.
A big
it's a big spread.
That was a big spread, and you're well, going to make a lot menus. Of people happy here tonight.
I hope so.
By the way.
Yeah. I hope so.
You've already made one host of a radio show pretty happy. You still do the burger bowls and a lot of the normal staples, right?
Correct.
A lot of great fish.
Correct. Yep. We're not taking a lot of stuff will never go away.
The staples are there.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. It's just who we are. We can't take away the burger bowl. We can't take away how we grill our fish and the seasonings we use and the just little tricks that we do to that stuff. That'll always be.
The Lance's Hush Puppies are going to be the thing, though.
Yeah.
The Lance's Hush Loaded Hush Puppies are going to be. Yeah. I'm not even going to tell you what they are. You just need to go and get them.
Yeah.
Lance, I'm going to ask you a question.
Sure.
Is there any like secret code or word I need to know? And don't say it on the air. That if I went into one of your establishments, I could find the cazuela? Is it possible? Can we talk about that off air?
Yes.
You don't have to answer it now.
Yes. I taught one guy today how to do it at one of the stores, so you'd be good there.
Okay, you need to let me know what store. Okay.
Well, you said off the air.
Yeah. Okay. We're not gonna mention it now.
All right. We've invaded by 50 Colombians tomorrow.
Yeah, by the time That's Lance comes back from vacation, it'll probably be on all the stores' menus because I like it and we'll just run off with it.
I like the mix of the menu because, you know, it's just like soccer. I mean, we always talk about the Dynamo. They have to be diverse like the city, and I think – that's what I like about the menu, too.
That's why I love coming here, because I know there's interaction there, and there's similarities, and I like things that are similar.
Soccer, food, and music. Yeah. What else brings people together as much as that?
I can't think of much.
There's maybe one other thing, but I probably won't mention it on the air. But I'll let A.J. Hoffman do that when he's on with the Blitz before me. I'm a clean guy, you know that?
Right.
All right, so it's Liberty Kitchen. It's Lance Fegan in the owner, and Lance, we really appreciate it, and thank you so much for this cazuela.
Love being here.
Eric Laird, one of the chefs. Location again, Eric?
I'm at the San Felipe store.
San Felipe. Go say hi to Eric at the San Felipe store. Gentlemen, we thank you for your sponsorship of the great sport of soccer here in Houston. And thanks for bringing the food in. And thanks for coming in. And you guys aren't going to be strangers.
No, sir.
No, we're going to have you in like every other week with this spread. You know,
just
we're
going to
be all
know.
Over you.
Happy to help.
I'll sign off on that.
Eric, Lance, thank you very much.
All right, brother. Thank you.
All right. That's awesome. Guys in here now. Coming up next, it's going to be Chris Canetti and Matt Jordan. I hope they're getting a shot at some of this food out there. We will tell you a little bit more about Liberty Kitchen as we go to break here. They've got farm stand crisp food that they stamped their claim on it, and they own it. It's big flavor at the neighborhood social. Like you said, it's also a cool place to hang out and have drinks on Sunday. I mean, I've done that many, many times. Deviled eggs. Fried oysters, we have them out there in our so-called green room. Dixie fried chicken, Creole gumbo, oyster on the half shell. Liberty Kitchen, lunch, supper, and brunch. Heights, River Oaks, Rice Village, Garden Oaks, and soon to open the Treehouse in Memorial City. With that, we'll take a break. Best in Soccer Talk, self-proclaimed, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN. 97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, soccer fans, don't forget, summer's here. It means you have to not just sweat watching your favorite soccer team, but also your energy bill. Mego Energy has a solution for that. If you sign up for Mego Energy Basics 24, you'll get a $50 bill credit for Soccer Matters listeners. Now, if you're moving, call Amigo Energy. If you're up for renewal, look up Amigo Energy and switch. Amigo Energy is a public utility commission, 5-star rated provider. You'll get great rates, great service. Amigo Energy, www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. Tell them you heard it here. Again, 888-995-9299. 888-995-9299. www.AmigoEnergy.com/soccermatters. And quick word here for the Daspit Law Firm. John Daspit and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They'll bring you a personalized approach at DaspitLaw.com. 713-322-HURT. Whether your accident is car, boat, you work in construction, you work at a refinery, you drive an 18-wheeler, the Daspit Law Firm will assure you that they will treat your case as if it's their own. Daspit Law Firm works for you 24/7, nights and weekends. They'll fight for your right for compensation. And that is John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. And we had a lot of Champions League action here today going on. We're still chowing down on some wonderful food from the Liberty Kitchen. Another thing to mention, December 9th and 11th, and I'm part of an NCAA committee with a lot of great people. Janice Smees of Houston Sports Authority, Zach Emmons from the Houston Dynamo, Bill McDonald from Straight Jesuit, a whole bunch of very unique people. But our goal is to get people at the NCAA Men's College Cup, which we are hosting here in Houston December 9th through 11th. I've already gotten some emails and contact on social media that people are buying tickets. But we do want to put people into the crowd and into BBVA Compass Stadium that day because we have a rich college soccer history here in Houston. Last year, and I call it NCAA Men's College Cup every year. Last year, stadium was empty and Sporting. And it was horrible. Nothing was done. We are making a concerted effort now to get people out to the NCAA Men's College Cup on December 9th and 11th. So why is it important? It's important because Houston's consistently supplying top male and female soccer players to universities and programs all over the country. That's why it's important. It's also important because it's another opportunity to remind everybody what a great soccer city that we have. University of Connecticut won a national title back in, I believe it was 2001. Five kids from Houston from the same soccer club called the Hurricanes. Chris Bondi, Sam Forco, Garrett Grinsfelder, Ryan Brown, Edwin Rivera won a national championship. UConn. Notre Dame's Pat Wall, he played locally, played at Straight Jesuit in high school. He won a title. Carlos Samuano was the UNC coach, I believe when Rob Lovejoy of the Dynamo was on the team. They won a national title. He's from Clear Lake. So, you know, those are some of the cream of the crop names. But Johnny Torres won a Herman Award playing collegiate soccer at Creighton. So there is a tremendous college soccer history here in Houston, and many of the players in Major League Soccer are connected to it. All right, we want to line up the phone calls now for Dynamo President Chris Canetti. He's in studio. Chris, how are you? Did you get any food from Liberty Kitchen? I wish you. It's unbelievable. You want to play?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, we've got blood sausage. It's unbelievable. Matt Jordan, Dynamo General Manager. Guys, thank you very much for coming in. I think this is going to be a great night. Again, phone calls 713-780-3776. Now, look, Dynamo fans, these two guys have made it into the studio, Chris and Matt, to take your phone calls. This is your opportunity. And if you don't call in, then, you know, don't be tweeting out your concerns or your questions. This is your opportunity. That's why we set this up. I want this to be about the callers and not about me doing a line of questioning, okay? So I guess we'll get it rolling here, guys. We got started off with Dave. Dave, what's on your mind tonight? You got Glenn Davis. More importantly, you got Dynamo President Chris Canetti and Matt Jordan.
Okay. All right. So my first question the first part is that the soccer culture in Houston was mostly at starting off was a Hispanic culture. And it seems like now trying to hipster up the Dynamo with all your fancy foods and stuff when really, you know, we just want to watch some good games. You're trading off all the good players. So why is it that you're trying to ruin the Dynamo that was such a great organization and is constantly going downhill and doing nothing about it and then banning mostly the Hispanic supporters versus the minorities, trying to get rid of them in the stadium and hipster it all up whenever we have a great organization already?
Okay, you got your question, a point. Okay, Chris?
Dave was the caller's name, correct?
Dave, yeah.
Yeah, listen, Dave,
50% of our fan base and our attendees are Hispanic. So we value our Hispanic fans. And I'm not sure exactly what you mean when you say we're trying to hipster it up, to be honest with you. We have approximately 10 players on our team that are of Hispanic background. And we have always said that it's important for us not only to be winners, but for us to be a team that is made up of players that represent our community and players that our fans can connect with. So we're going through a tough time right now, Dave. We're not trying to ruin the team. We're trying very hard to restore the team to the greatness that we had for many, many years, for most of the years. I will say this up off the top, because it's bound to be said at some point during this next hour, is that all great clubs and franchises go through tough times. Unfortunately, we're going through ours right now. We're not going to run and hide from the problems that we have right now. We're not going to run and hide from mistakes that were made. We're going to acknowledge them, and we're going to fix them, and we're going to get it back to where it was. The LA Lakers are the greatest team in the history of the NBA. They had a couple of bad years. The New York Yankees are the greatest team in the history of baseball. They're going through a tough time. Chelsea went through a tough year last year. Manchester United's gone through tough years. We're having ours. We're not accepting it. The status quo isn't good enough, and we're going to fix it.
713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Dynamo fans, your opportunity to talk to Dynamo GM Matt Jordan, the president Chris Kinetti. This is your opportunity to get your questions in right now. I didn't understand what Dave meant by hipstering it up, but that was something different. 713-780-3776. Now, look, if there aren't a lot of phone calls here tonight, then that's on you. And you can talk about it on Twitter, but you've got these two gentlemen who have come in here to talk about the Pro Club, the Houston Dynamo, and they will take your phone calls right now. 713-780-3776. Okay, so I'll fire one out to you guys, and I guess I'll start with you, Chris. Wade Barrett, is he going to be the coach or not?
Well, you know, last time we were in here, the same question came up, and, you know, pretty much the answer is the same at this time. You know, the evaluation continues to be ongoing. We've given Wade, I believe, an excellent opportunity over the last 3.5 months, 15 MLS games, 18 games in total, to see what he can do with the club, and he's got at least 7 more games left in this season to continue to interview for the job, if you will, on the job. So he's in a great position in terms of over other candidates to show us what he can do and to get a better understanding of everything. But the audition is still ongoing.
713-780-3776, a number to call in again. Dynamo president Chris Kinetti, Matt Jordan in studio, Glenn Davis here. We're munching on some wonderful food from the Liberty Kitchen. Well, mainly me. I'm going to be honest, Matt. I tried to get it to Matt and Chris, but nobody wanted any because they had all eaten. 713-780-3776. I guess we got Mike up. Is that right, Tyler? 1 second. Got a lot of phone calls coming in now. And this is what you need to do, Dynamo fans, now. This is your opportunity to talk directly to the Dynamo president, Chris Kinetti, and Matt Jordan. It's a rarity. It's a great opportunity for you to get your questions answered. So let's go to Mike, please.
Hello?
Hi, Mike. You're on the air. What's your question?
Hey, thank you so much for taking my call. I just want to say, you know, I'm a casual soccer fan, just got into soccer from the last World Cup. I've been a huge basketball fan, and I really enjoy the game from watching international play, and I love how, you know, soccer is almost a year-round game. Just my question is, what is the MLS plans on just competing with the major sports leagues that we have in America? And is it something, you know, as an American, is it something that I'm just looking for, just have these big plans for the MLS? Is it more so like, you know, EuroLeague basketball, like, will that ever compete with the NBA? So am I looking at it at the same lens as I should be looking at it from that angle?
Well, you know, Mike, this is Matt Jordan, and thank you very much for your call. I mean, the one beautiful thing is that soccer is the fastest growing, and Major League Soccer is the fastest growing professional sport in North America. And, you know, in 20 short years, it's incredible how far we've come. And this league's only becoming more and more important on the worldwide soccer scene, and you're seeing that with the players that are coming. And so, again, we appreciate your support, and it's a great time to be a soccer fan in North America and in Houston as well.
Thank you for your call. We appreciate it. We'll move it on. Let's get to Scott. Scott, what's on your mind? You want to talk about Wade Barrett?
Yeah, I appreciate the chance for the call. My question is, a couple weeks ago on the on this show, you there was talk about focusing on the youth and the new signings for the rest of the season. And then in Wade's call, whatever it was yesterday, the day before, you know, he mentioned that, you know, being on an interim status, you know, his goal was really to focus on winning. And so my question is, I guess, do you see a conflict between him trying to prove that he can win to keep the job and yet the desire to play younger people for a longer-term objective?
Well, Scott, this is Matt again. Thank you very much for your call and your support of the team. You know, that's the delicate balance that we face. You know, and obviously that's the challenge of not being where we are, not being happy with where we are in the standings. You know, as general manager of the team, you know, my goal is always to provide as many options as possible to the coaches. And, you know, it's a delicate balance that obviously Wade and the staff have right now. But, you know, we're excited with some of the guys we brought in. And they, you saw that last week in the game against Chivas Guadalajara as well. And so, you know, it's going to be a fun stretch down the remainder of the season. But it's a delicate balance, especially when the coach is on an interim basis.
All right, we appreciate that phone call. We got a lot of calls coming in, so we want you to get right to your question. Let's keep this moving. It gives everybody an opportunity. Let's go to James. James also has a coaching question along with the same theme.
Well, I want to thank you guys for being on the show. My question is that I know William Cabrera would have been a great fit for the organization, and he already had a proven experience of being an MLS coach, and certainly his number one draft pick, Tom McNamara, scored a lot of goals this year in New York FC, and I think part of having access to good and knowledge of good player selection is lacking right now, and that also has to do a lot with the front office and the coach. But why not give a guy like that a chance here to develop? And being a national team coach, he has access to all the kids from 17 to 24 right now.
All right, James, we got the question. We got the question. So is Wilmer Cabrera somebody that's up for the job, guys?
I think we were pretty public when the time had come and Owen had left the team that we were going to go with either Wade Barrett or Wilmer Cabrera on an interim basis. And knowing that Wade has been a great person for this organization since day one and that Wilmer has been inside the organization and very successful for us down at Rio Grande Valley. So, you know, in the event that we take this search outside of Wade Barrett and go another direction, there's no doubt about it, 100%, that Wilmer Cabrera will be one of the first people that we look at, just like we stated back in late May.
Dynamo President Chris Canetti, Matt Jordan, GM, in studio. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. Eddie, Adrian, you guys all hold. We're going to get to you. Ryan, again, if you want to get in on this queue and be a part of this, 713-780-3776. It's one thing to talk about it on the internet. It's another to come on and talk to the president or the general manager. So, 713-780-3776. Quick word here for the gorgeous Gale, 5555 Morningside. In fact, I caught a game over there this last weekend. Great Irish food. It's an Irish pub with an Irish feel. Gorgeous Gale, 5555 Morningside. Get in there, watch football matches. Stop by for a pint and a bite. Also, the Richmond Arms, another one of the great soccer watching establishments in Houston. They've got big rooms that you can rent out. I think the Arsenal fan group goes over to the Richmond Arms over on Richmond Avenue. So another one of the great institutions of soccer pubs here in Houston, the Richmond Arms. And King's Head Pub is one of their sister pubs as well. So get over there. That's where you catch your games. Also, Bar Munich in Midtown. Go down there and say hello to Raymond. We had our professional players event down there. Another great open bar. These bars all have wonderful monitors and an ability to get positioned to see the game that you want to see. It could be the Dynamo. It could be the Premier League. It could be the Champions League. We'll take a break. Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. More phone calls to come.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more.
That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.